This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Pilots at Fort Carson have been allowed to resume air operations after Army officials grounded all helicopters last week. Safety reviews were required after three U.S. soldiers, including one from Colorado Springs, died Thursday in a helicopter collision. Army investigators have not determined what caused the crash, which happened in a mountain part of interior Alaska. Warming temperatures are driving up the risk of avalanches in the mountains. The chance of wet avalanches increases when snowpack melts in the springtime. These types of avalanches occur when layers of snow beneath the surface become unstable due to increased moisture. Brian Lazar, deputy director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, says springtime snowboarders and skiers should be extra careful.
So outside of checking your forecast, you want to make sure you're still carrying your minimum required rescue gear, which includes an avalanche transceiver, a shovel, and a probe.
Colorado has recorded 11 avalanche fatalities this snow season. One more will tie the state's all-time record set in 1993. An investigation is underway after officers with Denver's police department shot and killed a man Monday night. Chief Ron Thomas says police responded to a call about a family disturbance in East Denver where someone inside a home had a knife and wouldn't let others leave. Crisis workers tried negotiating with the man. Police say he eventually assaulted someone inside the home and police then shot him. The man died on the scene and another person was taken to the hospital. Expect decreasing clouds across Grand Junction this evening with a low around 50 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and 81. In Vail, expect 45 tomorrow. This is CPR News.